Good morning. I'm Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM. Today, we're so pleased to have as our in-studio guest, Mr. Rick Bava, author of In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation, as our in-studio guest. Rick, welcome to the program, and thank you for interrupting your very busy schedule to discuss this very compelling read, In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation.
Well, thank you, Darrell, for having me. Well, I was really looking forward to the interview for two reasons. One, leadership in 21st century is very important. I know you play an instrumental role, and as a sports fan, I'm happy to be on the station of the Seton Hall Pirates, and as I spoke to you off air, I remember the Final Four team of 1989. I was living in Seattle at the time and remember P.J. Carlesimo bringing that wonderful team to Seattle. So thank you very much for having me on the program today.
Well, thank you for reminding me of that 1989 NCAA final game, which I will appropriately grab a Kleenex and dab a tear or two for that bad call at the end.
Yeah, absolutely right.
But before we jump into your book, In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation, can you share with our audience your experience, background, education, to give them a sense of Rick Bava?
Well, that's a very nice question to ask, especially coming from a leadership person. That is a great interview starter. I grew up in Chicago. I was born in 1955. I am a baby boomer. I went to the University of Wisconsin on a tennis scholarship, graduated in communication with a business emphasis, studying under the famed Professor Winston Brembeck, did postgraduate work in Boston, and went on to a wonderful corporate career, was an executive at the Boeing Company. Also headed my own firm, the Bava Group, which was the respected firm for the Fortune 500 companies in the field of communication. And since the end of 2008, I've made a contribution to society as a chronicle of my generation, the baby boomer generation.
That is excellent. That is excellent. And so in reading your book, I was compelled by the experiences that led to you writing this book, and that was the passing of your parents and your brother. This is not the typical journey that one has when they go to write a book, but this was inspired by your journey. Do you feel comfortable to share with the audience how you came about to write this book, In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation?
Yes, I do. Even though the topic is, a touching topic, I must say that one of the reasons why I think it's important to talk about my own experience is because many baby boomers are going through the experience of caring for their elderly parents, and some have lost their parents already, and it's a very difficult situation. You see, Darrell, in my day, when I grew up and I was an athlete and then a corporate executive, my parents were such a part of my life. And for many, many years, the Bava family never really experienced any hardship. But when my mother first got sick, my elderly brother, who is a retired banker, my older brother, not elderly brother, cared for the elderly parents, and then my father, it had a profound effect on me and the rest of my family, but especially me, because my support system was gone. So I think, driven by a lot of success, driven by the idea of wanting to make my family proud, I began to think about how to make a contribution to society. And I really have to credit my best friend, who's been my best friend since college. He's an esteemed professor at the University of Oregon in marketing, actually, who helped me sort through how I could make that contribution. We began to look at what was happening in the generation, what was happening in the of baby boomers, and came to the conclusion that something more needed to be said. So I think the combination of my own journey, my own issue of what went through my family, and the idea to want to make a contribution to society kind of led me to the whole book writing journey. You see, Darrell, I traveled the country for over 2 years talking to hundreds of baby boomers. I wanted to get at the pulse of what they were thinking, where they've been, where they are, where they're going. And in some respects, there were fun aspects, talking about our generation, our college experience, the retro feel, the movie, sports, and music of the baby boomer generation. But at the heart of the book is also the what is germane, which are the topics of the baby boomer generation as we know it in the 21st century, and then a snapshot of where we're headed going forward. So a very, very interesting look at our generation through the peers of other baby boomers. You know, as we talked off the air, many say when they read my book that it's conversational, right, that they feel like a baby boomer is talking to them from across their kitchen table. And that was really the mission of the book, you know, to talk about the generation through my own lens and through the prism of other baby boomers.
Wonderful. You know, some years ago, when my wife were struggling with trying to conceive a child, we got involved in infertility. And we found that we weren't alone, and we found that there was a lot of support groups out there that allow you to understand and deal with the issues around that. And when I read this book, I said, wow, you know, there's a lot of things that we're all experiencing, and some of it is being touched on, but a lot of it isn't. And it's good to know that you're not alone out there. Was that your primary goal of writing this book in search of the baby boomer generation, that folks can go, okay, I'm not alone, and here's some things I need to give thought to help me through this process?
Absolutely, and that is such an astute analysis. First of all, I thank you for reading the book. It just shows you how prepared you are for your guests and to be able to bring good messaging to your audience. The second point that I would say, both through your own personal example and what we could probably share about the baby boomer generation, because we're both baby boomers, is that there is that feeling when you're going through something, when you're dealing with a hardship in your own family, and you're so focused on it that you sort of think that I'm the only one that's going through this, and that's what we really wanted. We wanted to have a general baby boomer discussion about the topics, and we thought if we could bring a good book to the market, have it be a vehicle for discussion, baby boomers would be able to read and say, hey, I'm not alone. I can see others are going through this. And, you know, the baby boomer generation, Darrell, is a very fascinating generation, because since they grew up in a time where they were somewhat rebellious stage, they don't really like to be told what to do. But, boy, are they interested in the peer-to-peer interaction. You know, they love to be able to listen to how others are dealing with the issues, and if we can make a contribution to other baby boomers by them reading what I wrote, reading what hundreds of baby boomers said, and it has an impact on their personal life as a baby boomer, that would just be just wonderful.
So, Rick, where can folks, I know this book came out of a blog, but where can folks purchase the book, online or at your favorite bookstore?
Yes, three things I would say about that, Darrell. First of all, thank you for the generous question. I do want to have the listeners have an opportunity to purchase the book. I'd be honored if they read it. The first and primary source, of course, is Amazon. Most people buy books on Amazon. So if they go to Amazon, look up In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation by Rick Bava, they'll see some great reviews, and they can purchase the book. It's also available at Barnes & Noble, so they can either go into a Barnes & Noble and order it or order it online. Yes, the book was an outgrowth of a blog. We took the data originally from having traveled the country, and the blog was so popular that we thought a bigger and wider audience to reach more people, more subject matter, more intense study would be a great way. So we're really proud of the book, Durrell, and we hope baby boomers who read it will be proud of the book as well. Interesting enough, because we're on a Seton Hall engineered station, I might tell you that a lot of sociology professors have asked about the book, thinking that maybe students of today would like to learn about the baby boomer generation through my book, In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation, much like the way people learned about the Greatest Generation through Tom Brokaw's book. So the primary audience, of course, is baby boomers, but we hope young people will learn about the generation, too, through the book. And once again, thank you very much for giving people an opportunity to know where to get the book.
I think it's so important that folks are provided information to inform them about how they can help to enhance their life, because back in the day, it was different, and we didn't know about Alzheimer's and dementia and all of that, but today it's extremely prevalent, and folks need all the tools and assistance they can to help manage through these situations. So, no, bravo to you for the book. And so have you been on the speaking circuit, the lecture circuit, about this topic?
Yes, I have. Of course, I live in San Diego, and the library systems here have been wonderful in terms of showcasing the book. Tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, San Diego County Library is showcasing the book and giving me an opportunity to speak about the book. Of course, I've had the opportunity to talk to distinguished people like yourself with a lot of interviews that way. I think the most interesting thing, though, is the notes and letters I get from baby boomers who have already read the book and say, it made a contribution to their life just by reading something that they related to. May it be a college experience, a movie, or, a more serious topic that they're going through today. So it's been a wonderful journey. I must tell you, Durrell, it's a journey I'm really enjoying.
Speaking of movies, in the book you talk about our generation, our favorite movie is The Godfather, and which is my favorite movie. So
Isn't that something? Yeah, I think there are more baby boomers who know the line, about, dropping the gun and taking the cannolis. I mean, it's just, as interesting as there's a movie with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, right? And You've Got Mail, and they're communicating back and forth, and they talk about it. Yeah, I was very fascinated that it was the book that most came up over and over and over. There were two interesting fascinations about that list. What we're talking about with The Godfather, and then the other was how many baby boomers said that, in those days when they were in college, they would go to a lecture hall on a Friday night to watch a movie, and it's very interesting how many baby boomers, so they must have seen The Graduate, thousands of times, and they could just hear the Simon and Garfunkel music in the background.
How about that? And so do you find yourself lecturing at community centers, at church, synagogues, parishes? Do you find on the college campus? Where do you see the biggest part of your audience? Where do you find the biggest audiences for this topic?
That's a really good question. You know, of course, I have a featured column in Today's Senior Magazine. Today's Senior Magazine is the second most read magazine for people over 50, and I'm the featured columnist. So that's one audience. Of course, I'm the baby boomer expert for Newsmax Media, so that's another audience. The radio programs, interacting with me, that's another medium. Mm-hmm. But I probably do tend to say that what I probably enjoy the most is the college campus environment, because it's fascinating when a college student of today asks a question, and the real code question is, tell me about my parents.
How about that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they'll ask something, and you just know, that that's what it is. And that's a real interesting part of it. And I must say, there's a segment in the book. There's a short passage called Marco's Dad. It's about a 16-year-old who his parents are baby boomers. They had him very, very late in life, because unfortunately they couldn't have children, and finally adopted Marco. So it was fascinating to talk to Marco, and him and his father have such a great relationship. They watch old baby boomer programs, and I think the funniest line of the whole book is when he said to me, did you know that the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show? And I said, yeah, Marco, I think I remember that.
that's really great, because to hear the college students are interested in understanding the baby boomer generation, is it because they have either parents that are baby boomers, or they have grandparents that they love and they want to understand how to care for them? What have you found through your discovery of these discussions with these young folks on the college campuses?
Yeah, I think, depending on how old their parents are, most of the time the college student that is asking me about the baby boomer generation, it's because their parents are. But in the spectrum of age, generational type of action, could be their grandparents too. But it's, I have a great amount of respect for the young people of today. I think that they're working hard. They're trying to get ahead. I think they've got some tough issues with things like college loans and so on and so forth. I think America is in good hands with the future generations, and I find them to be very, very curious. I get annoyed, quite frankly, Darrell, when they're characterized as just people using devices, texting and such, and there is a lot of that, of course, but I find them to be a very curious generation, and I love when they ask questions about history, and they'll ask about, where were you when, President Kennedy was shot, or what was it like when you witnessed the man go on the moon, or, right now, unfortunately, President Carter is going through some cancer issues, so, I think back about speaking to political science classes and ask, when they ask about his 1976 campaign and that kind of thing. So a lot of fascinating subjects out there, but it's driven by knowledge, and it's driven by a much more positive view than we sometimes hear about in a cynical world.
I really would have to wholeheartedly agree with you. And as one that has a daughter that just has left home to go to Penn State University, I think, as my wife said to me, we have to let go as parents in trust. But also, you know, allow them to grow and find their way, because we were teenagers once as well. And believe me, I don't think that we would want to see a videotape of some of our things that we might have done, you know.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day,
we had a baby boomer who contacted me, who's going through all of the compilation of issues all at once. His son is being enrolled at Ohio State University. The baby boomer himself's father is a retired Ohio State University professor who's suffering from issues, related to health. Spent his share of time in the ICU, and there's a great snapshot of baby boomer life in the 21st century. Right, you're what I call the sandwich baby boomer. You're worrying about your own child and their college experience, and letting go, and letting them explore, and letting them start out in the world, and find out things while you're thinking about the respect value for the rock of the family, which was your father, or the baby boomer's freshman at Ohio State's grandfather.
Right, right. You know, just the other day, I was Sunday. I was just relaxing after moving my daughter in with my wife and everything, and I came across an old movie with Jackie Gleason and Tom Hanks called Nothing in Common. And that movie was 1996. Mm-hmm. And it's a story about a young man who, you know, had a mother and father a little slightly older, and the mother and father had separated, had divorced, but the father had a bad case of diabetes. And Tom Hanks ended up really taking care of his father. And his father said to him, "I would have never thought it would have been you to step up to take care of me." And that's what the baby boomer generation is all about, is stepping up.
That's a great example, and that's exactly what is happening. If you had asked a baby boomer in 1972, at UC Berkeley or the University of Wisconsin or Kent State, do you think someday there will come a day where, you know, you will give up your life to go take care of your parents? I would venture to say, in 1972 terms, the answer would be no. In 2015 terms, the answer is yes. And that just goes to show the way the generation has really evolved. I mean, in that one example that you gave about Jackie Gleason and Tom Hanks and the subject matter, I mean, we could talk for hours on that. First of all, you know, Jackie Gleason was in one of the movies that baby boomers relate to, The Hustler with Paul Newman. You have Tom Hanks, who is doing a great job of chronicling the 60s and 70s for CNN. And quite frankly, some of the combinations of Tom Hanks and Rob Reiner, right, have produced some great baby boomer movies. But the example, you know, the serious example of the baby boomer taking care of the elderly parent, that's life in the 21st century. It's just so many baby boomers going through it, and it really is an issue that needs more focus.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Mr. Rick Bava, author of In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation. And Rick, we are actually winding down.
I'm really enjoying the discussion with you. Very interesting.
I certainly hope that if you're ever on the East Coast, I mean, there are a few bookstores that I know and that introduce you to do a book signing here in the Maplewood, South Orange area. There's, I think it's called Words, but they always have a lot of authors there. Because I think this topic is relevant for all of us. And to hear that the young college audiences are in tune to this, I think you're on to something that will greatly benefit humankind and of course all of these baby boomers, including myself. And what's next for you in regards to your book, In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation? Are you planning a sequel, or are you planning to to maybe tap into other means of communicating this, whether through film or TV?
Well, you know, the television idea is a very interesting idea, you know, either a documentary or some expression of being able to have the discussions, you know, on camera with baby boomers that relate the same kinds of things that they told me in coffee shops or baseball stadiums or outside libraries. But at the moment, the foundation of what we do every day is we just want to create awareness for the book. We want people to read the book and discuss it with other baby boomers in their own geography. I think the overriding thing is I want to continue to make a contribution to society through being a chronicle of the baby boomer generation, Durrell. You know, my grandfather worked in his 70s. My father worked into his 70s. My favorite Uncle Joe, the doctor that we were talking about earlier or off air, he worked into his 70s. So one of the real benefits of being a documentarian of my own generation is I continue to share what's going on as their life moves forward.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And for the matter of our listeners who listen in to leadership, who is one of your best leaders that you would like to share with us?
Well, you know, I tell you, it's really funny if you ask that question because I was contacted by LinkedIn earlier today to share something about baby boomers who have influenced the generation, and we mentioned some of them in the book. I think, for baby boomers, certainly Bill Gates and Paul Allen and Steve Jobs made such a wonderful contribution to the baby boomer generation, through their contribution to technology. I think Oprah Winfrey has really been a great representative of the baby boomer generation through her work and her dialogue. I think the late golfer, Seve Ballesteros, sorry that he's no longer with us because he did so much for the European golfer. He's probably the one that pioneered the real popularity of what we know as the Ryder Cup today because of his energy. And we've had three presidents now who are baby boomers, you know, President Bill Clinton, President George W. Bush, and our current president, Barack Obama, are all baby boomers. So they all deserve a vote of confidence for their leadership skills. And you know what they all have in common in their own way? Different styles, of course, but they're all great communicators.
Well, that is excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Mr. Rick Bava, the author of In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation, as our in-studio guest. Rick, I want to thank you for your time today and enlighten us on what the baby boomer generation needs to give thought to. Thank you.
Thank you, Durrell. I really appreciated the opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, that wraps it up for this weekend. This is Durrell Gunter, your host of Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM, located on the beautiful scenic campus of Seton Hall University. Also, if you've missed this broadcast or other broadcasts, please go to iTunes University, look for Seton Hall University, and under Seton Hall University, you'll find all of the 147 programs that we've recorded for Leadership. Have a great weekend, and remember, leadership begins.